You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or a call on 309-3879. Throughout many Pacific Island nations, the belief in sorcery and black magic as the cause of disease, death, and other forms of misfortune is a major contributor to violence amongst families and communities. Despite outreach from community leaders, church groups, and government officials, many say that sorcery-related violent incidents are on the rise in both rural and urban areas in countries such as Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands, with many of the victims being women. I spoke to postdoctoral fellow in Pacific Studies, Dr. Karen Songa-Galokale, who is from the Solomon Islands, about the prevalence of sorcery-related violence in the West Pacific, its impacts, and what community groups are doing to address it. So, to begin, could you give us a rundown on the issue of sorcery-related violence and its prevalence in the Solomon Islands and Western Pacific Island nations?
For Solomon Islands, it is increasing only in Honiara. Honiara is our city, but it's also increasing in the provinces over the years. So it is becoming a concern for our leaders, like our village leaders, as well as church leaders, because of the increasing occurrence of SRV every year.
So why do you think this form of violence has been increasing recently?
From my understanding, from where I come from, this is something that's been existed from the past up until now, and it's deeply rooted to our cultural belief where there are two powers, either it's the good or the evil. So the belief systems, they relate closely to, black magic or black power. And I believe that most of our villages, those in the provinces, they don't have access to clinics, or they don't have access to medical help, which means that when someone gets sick, or when someone dies and there's no clear cause to the death, then it's a usual case where they tend to blame black magic or black power. Someone dies. However, if, they have access to clinics, for me, I believe that that will help. That will help to eliminate, or that will help to avoid this belief of black magic or black power, because people will always want to look for something to explain why their daughter dies or why the wife dies, and that's blaming the black magic or black power. So I guess if there's good access to, medical help, like having access to clinics or even to schools, that will help to solve this problem of the SRV issue. So that's my thought about why it's increasing in recent years. It's because people continuously don't have access to good health facility as well as education. And so when these misfortunes happen, they tend to blame it on supernatural powers.
Right. So are there any programs in the Solomon Islands that are there to perhaps reach out to perpetrators and communities and help educate them about the issue?
Very slim, not that I am aware of, especially when we don't have a law. We don't have a law in our country that's in Solomon Islands. We don't have a law that deals with, allegations of sorcery. We don't have anything like that. Whenever, something happens that's related to sorcery violence and they report it to the police would always say, do you have evidence? But, you can't provide evidence for something that's like supernatural. So that is the challenge. And, when people cannot provide the evidence for that, it dies off. And so there's not much being done about addressing this issue in our communities. Although for the churches, that is part of their reaching out to the communities, church leaders and village leaders. But I believe that there needs to be a better collaboration, not only with like non-state actors like church leaders and village leaders, but there needs to be a collaboration with the government as well. Even though there's no law that deals with usury allegations, but the government needs to work with church leaders and village leaders to address this violence, usury related violence.
Right. So just going off of that, have churches and other faith-based institutions been effective at addressing the issue of usury related violence?
The common practice is for church leaders, like when they're aware of, you know, this issue, they visit homes and offer prayer and support. Same with the village leaders and chiefs. But it's tricky. It's very tricky. I would say it's very tricky because even village leaders like chiefs or even pastors, yeah, they're scared of their lives too. They are not comfortable talk with someone who practice black magic or black power or witchcraft. Yeah? So it's a little bit tricky, yeah? But yeah, so mostly it's our church leaders, and the responsibility is mostly on church leaders and village chief to talk with the people and encourage them and all that. However, another thing is like, that's in the provinces. If they find that family is practicing witchcraft, the only thing that they do is, after many warnings, like they warn this family, don't kill anyone in the village. Stop doing your witchcraft practices. But if this continues and like someone dies or someone lost their property, their house being burnt or something like that, and they continue to blame this particular accused person and his family, then the final decision is the chief and his advisors. They would just ask the family to leave the village and move somewhere else. So that is the common practice of addressing this problem. They ask the family or they ask whoever they accused of practicing the witchcraft to leave the village and go and live somewhere else. And I've seen families who are accused of witchcraft, they don't really have a home, a place that they can call their home, because they've been moving, yeah? They've been moving from one village to another. Because those stories, when they move, they carry those stories with them. And I mean, that's really sad. When they move to the next village, people continue to accuse them. And then the next thing, they're chased out from the village and they move on to another village. Yeah, so they don't really have a place that they call home, because those stories, they follow them. They follow them until they die. And like I mentioned to Kim, I said it's also like intergenerational transmitting. If a grandmother is accused of having this, like practicing black magic or black power, or she curses people and she dies, that will transfer to her daughter or even the grandchildren. So it moves from one generation to another. Cannot really like stop completely. So these are the challenges regarding that practice. As long as you are accused of practicing witchcraft, it stays with you like forever, because it moves from one generation to the next.
You said a lot of these incidents of violence are related to local beliefs about black magic and witchcraft. Mm. Do you think it's possible to address sorcery-related violence while also preserving local cultural practices?
Yeah, like for me, we take the good. We take the good out from our, you know, our cultural beliefs, our cultural practices, our values. We take the good. The bad, the evil, the dark side of it, that's what we should leave in the past and not bring this into the present. That is my belief. Yeah? And the church, like in Solomon Islands, a church plays a pivotal role in the lives of people. So we have Christian beliefs and values. We also have in our cultural values and beliefs. Yeah. So that's you know, what I believe, that we take the good with us, but we leave the bad. We leave the dark side of our past, a dark side of our history. We leave this behind, not going forward. So, you know, that's what I believe. Because our culture, cultural values and practices, these are important. These are what that brings people together, brings unity, brings, you know, peace, love, joy, and all that. So I don't believe that, you know, using black magic to kill someone is something good to bring forward into the future, because that will only cause disunity, violence, and, you know, even separation amongst families and so forth. So we take the good of our culture, and then that's what we live with, and to move forward with into the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.